Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Somebody we haven't spoken to for ages, Shail Ben-Ephraim. How are you?
Good, how's it going?
It's actually not going badly, thank you for asking. And how's it going with you?
Fantastic.
Good.
Especially after last night.
After last night? What was last night?
The Democrats won everything.
Oh, that was so yesterday morning for us. So there we go. Last night, please. Okay, so that's actually why we wanted to chat to you, because there's a lot of concern, a lot of upset, and a lot of fear. Certainly, I get quite nervous about the whole socialist agenda, but I wanted to hear what some of the other thinking is. Maybe your thinking is the same, it's radio, but Shail is absolutely shaking his head to say, don't even think that, not for one moment. All right, talk to us. Tell us why there is something positive and maybe even exciting in this change.
Well, it really depends on what your perspective and what your interests are. I mean, if you're very pro-Israeli and you're worried about the erosion of support for Israel in the United States, Mamdani is terrible news for you. There's right. No question about that, because the pro-Israeli organizations in the United States put this front and center in this elections, which was a big mistake from their perspective. Made a referendum on Zionism to some extent and lost.
Right.
And so it's much news for anyone who that's their agenda. But in terms of anti-Semitism, I don't buy the whole idea that criticism of Israel and anti-Semitism are the same thing. And I don't even buy that anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are the same thing. And what we've seen from Mamdani is some very vicious criticism of Israel, especially before he was running. But we've also seen him have strong ties with the Jewish community in New York, talk against anti-Semitism, react strongly to the vandalism that occurred in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
When he says that he's a liberal who wants all immigrants and all people of all religions to feel welcome in New York, I think he actually means that. And all the attacks on him, a lot of them are occurring because of his Muslim friends.
The problem is when he made comments about things like the boot on the neck of it is part of Israel. Now a lot of some of the commentary says, well, that is in his younger days fervent, much more radical. As somebody becomes a more seasoned politician, these things are curtailed. Would that be a concern for you?
No, not particularly. Look, I think people have to understand that Israel has positioned itself as part of sort of the pro-war centrist corporatist world in America. And its ties to people like Cuomo and Adams in New York are manifest and real. And to someone like Mamdani, to progressives in New York and in the United States in general, that is an alliance with the enemy. They see Trump, the NYPD, Israel, AIPAC as part of a corporate machine that is also related to class warfare in the United States. And I don't think that pro-Israeli forces and that Israel itself can position itself as allied to these forces and not expect to be disliked by people who hate those forces. And when the term anti-Semitism is then used, it's not convincing to people who are not already very strongly invested in Zionism. And a lot of Jews are coming out and saying that it's not anti-Semitism. And I think it's a losing battle. And it really doesn't help when so much of it is sold with violent Islamophobia. You know, all those posts I'm sure you've seen of the Twin Towers and, Sharia law. That's even become a joke with like Shakira law. Someone wrote Shakira law by accident, so there've been all these memes with Shakira. It's not convincing mainstream America. I mean, certainly not convincing progressives.
Well, not only that, is you know, if you have a problem with him, it should have absolutely nothing to do with his religion. It's an absurdity. It's actually completely unacceptable. Really, on every level, and that does need, that should be called out. It's got nothing, whatever his religion is, it is. So what? I mean, that's the whole point. Is that everybody of every type of religion should be able to be in public office. And I don't know how real this is. His links to care. To some of these characters again, you know, our social media feeds show us what we already seeing. So I don't know how legitimate some of that concern is.
Yeah. Well. Okay. So starting with your first point, I totally agree with you about how you shouldn't be stereotyped. The trouble is, the Israeli government is making posts like that. The ADL formed a task force to investigate Mamdani when he hasn't been in power yet, when they've been ignoring all the ties of the Trump administration to Nick Fuentes and all this stuff. So that's very troubling. As for care, for someone like Mamdani, that's not an organization that he sees as terrible.
Mm.
But to Zionists, it is, and to a lot of Jews, it is. And the thing is, when you have these alliances that occur on both sides that are troubling.
Shaul, I'm going to interrupt you because I actually didn't want to overfocus on the whole Israel thing, because actually when I think of some of the concerns, for me it is about the a couple of things. It's about setting unrealistic expectations for New Yorkers in terms of rent, in terms of busing, in terms of all of these other things, and at the same time not giving confidence to business to continue functioning out of New York. Over the last 10 or 15 years, we've seen a lot of these companies have set up in other parts of the U.S., so it's not difficult for them to move out. The problem is, if they do, then your tax base shrinks. You become more dependent on less people to fund people who have become reliant on these grants. We've seen this in South Africa, and maybe I'm looking at it from this perspective, but it worries me tremendously where in South Africa we've seen the shrinking taxpayer base, people more dependent on grants, and you get into a very, very negative cycle. That doesn't bode well for, in South Africa's case, for the country, but my worry is I can almost see that playing out in New York. That's my primary concern with these policies. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, your concerns are very valid. That's a serious problem if you tax too high. Right now, the main problem New York faces is the opposite problem, where you have such inequality and such gaps, and the corporations run the city and legislate both from the state level and from the city level. The trouble is, because a lot of this policy is being made elsewhere, the city can't do all the things that Mamdani is saying that he's doing. I don't think there's any question that he's promising more than he can deliver. And like Obama, there's going to be a lot of disappointment. But like Obama, if he plays his cards right and focuses on getting one of his important policies done, he'll leave a great legacy, like Obama did with Obamacare, which has despite all the arguments about it, has been great. I mean, I still have Obamacare and I love it.
Right.
If he can with free K, for example, that's a great or free buses, then he will leave a great legacy. But a lot of his promises are going to come to nothing. We've seen this all before. But that, because he also has limited effect, he's not going to chase all these companies out. And unlike South Africa, New York is not a place that everyone can leave.
Yes.
New York is too central.
Right, right. It is in many parts. In many ways, it really is the center of the world. Shaul Ben-Ephraim, we do need to leave it there. Great chatting to you.